Vayter in Shas, we're in Kedushin Daf Pei Beis, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Here we are, my friends, the very last Daf in Maseches Kedushin, and in Seder Nashim, Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Lo yilamid adam ravak sofrim. You shouldn't have a person who's ravak, which means he's never married. He's not married, never married. He shouldn't be teaching small kids. Rashi says ravak ponim b'lo isha. Sofrim melamde tinoko. So Rashi says, "Klomer lo yargel ravak atzmalios mina sofrim." We'll come over first time. We're going to explain why that is. Klomer lo yarg v'chein lo salamid isha sofrim. So lo targel atzmalios melamde tinoko. It's also the girls the flip. Now the mission says, "V'lo salamid isha sofrim." A woman also who's not married should know as well. Rabbi Elazar Omer Rabbi Elazar says. Af mi she'ein lo isha lo yamid sofrim, even someone who doesn't have a wife. Rashi says Gemara first ma'hi. What exactly is that talking about? It sounds like very similar to what we just said. Rabbi Huda Omer lo yira ravak behema, a ravak, a bachelor should not go ahead and be a shepherd. Rashi says shelo yisavalos, so you shouldn't have taivas over there. Lo yishnu shnei ravakim betalas echad, you shouldn't have two single people sleeping under one blanket. Rashi says shelo yivo l'dei mishkav zachar. V'chacham atir v'chacham there matir. Rashi says shelo nechshadu b'mishkav zachar behema yidno nechshad in such a thing. Zok the Heilige Gemara. My time. What's pshat that a ravak can't be a teacher of kids? What is going on over here? Rashi says lo yilamid. My time lo yilamid ravak sofrim inema mishum dechashid ravakum a mishkav zacher titno. Because if that's what you're worried about, that maybe it's mishkav zacher. He says gar ilim mishum yinuke. We say because of the kids. Vatanya but willing to the brisa. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda that lo nechshu yisal mishkav zacher lo al behema. Jews are not nechshed for mishkav zacher and being with behemas. Rashi says the masnisa damar lo yishnu. And he says, no, it's not a problem. We're not worried about such a thing when it comes to Ella. We're worried about the mothers. Rashi says that the mothers of the kids that are found over there to bring their kids to school, and that's not good for them to be with them. And the woman is because of the same thing, just to flip, because the fathers are coming bringing the kids. And if you're not a married person, it's a bit of a, you know, lead to who knows what and what knows who, and we all know what. Rabbi Lazar Omer, af mi she'ein, even someone who doesn't have a wife shouldn't be with the kids. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Ibai lehu, mi she'ein lo isha klal. Does this mean someone doesn't have a wife at all? Rashi says, umosif atanakami. He's adding to the kama, the ka'ama ravak shalo nasa isha miyamav. He's never been married. Vasar Belozer Lememer, he's saying that a few haisalo, even if he was married at some point to Mesa and then the spouse died, of Yeshlo, of Eina Shruya, it's Lo Mutter, or with you, or they're married, but not with them right now, then it's Mutter. And that's what he's reading inside. Now, Misha and Leisha Klal. Odilma, Bashena Shruya, it's Lo. Maybe what he's talking about is that even if he has a wife, but she's not living with him right now, she's overseas, whatever it may be. He says, Toshima, af me. Even one who has a wife but is not living with him right now, and that's what he was talking about over here, that even if he's not with him. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so not to talk about if they were married, not married, but it means even if you are married, but your spouse is not with you now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yira, a person shouldn't become a shepherd. And as you know, people sleeping under one blanket. It says, Gemara, time, you're looking at a brisa. Amr, lo, Rabbi Yehuda, said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo, nechshu, yisrael, mishkav, zachar, v'lo, behema, we're not nechshu, and such a thing, so it's really fine. And last, but certainly not least, the last Mishnah Maseches Kedushin. Kol she'asakav nashim, anyone whose business is involved with women. Rashi says that the malacha, the umnes, is done for women, and women need him. Lo yisiachidim nashim, he shouldn't be going yichud with women. Rashi says, afilum harbi nashim, even with a lot. L'fisha libo gaspu, because he's used to them, and they're all going to cover for him. So that's no good. V'lo yalamid adam has been umnes anashim. A person shouldn't teach a son a trade that's to do with women. Rabbi Meir Omer, liolam yalamid adam has been umnes nekiya v'kala. Teach a kid nekiya, naki, clean, v'kala, and easy. Rashi's mefarish gemara shapir is going to explain what that means. V'yispal l'miksha oshiv v'nachas v'shalo. So go ahead, teach your kid a trade, but make sure that you daven tashem to be able to get your parnasa. Don't rely only on that. Rashi says, V'al yomer belibo umnes zu enu ma'asheres. Elivakish rachman l'miksha oshiv v'shalo. Don't say like, oh, you're teaching me this business. This is not what's going to make you rich. The answer is like, none of this is going to make you rich. It's only Hashem. So just do it what makes sense, and then daven to Hashem. Shein umdes shein ba anias v'shiras. There's no business that doesn't have poor people and rich people. So don't think it's about the business itself. Shelo anias min ha'umdes v'lo ashiras min ha'umdes ala kol afiz chuso. The wealth, whether you're successful or not, it's not coming from actual business, but everything goes according to the schus, according to the merit. Did you see in your lifetime there's an animal, a chaya or an ofer, a bird, that they're working somewhere? Yet they have everything that they need, and they're not in a state of tzar. Everything's good. The whole reason why the animals are here is only to serve us, like we just saw in the parsha recently, and the Bereshis Noach. Vanina Vesa the Shamba says, Koni, and I was created and is going to serve my master. Inu Dinshin is part of the little bazaar. Of course, he's going to go on Kavach Chomer. He's going to be able to give it to me with that tzar. Ela Shorati Maasai Vekipakti is Parnasasi. Rather, what could I do? I messed up my ways and I gave up my Parnasa. I mean, this is a different Mepharshim here, but either what it means is that other Rishon, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, or because in fact we just stopped to have Averus. Abba Gurion, Ish Sadion, Omer Mishum, Abba. Lo Yilami Adam is Beno, Chamar, Gamal, Kadar, Sapan. A person shouldn't teach his son to be a donkey driver, a camel driver, a wagon driver, or a sailor. Rashi says, as we're going to see, that Kol Elu Umnos Listios, these are like thief type of work, like robbers, bandits, right? Because what happens when they go and they sleep along the way? They go and they enter and they gather wood that doesn't belong to them from the different fields and vineyards and fruits and other things. And not only that, but they're also involved with business, but they don't do the tanai because they're out and about. They can do what they want. Shiroa, the chenvini. Oh, a second. Roa, or a shepherd, also shouldn't do because they're going to go and take from other people's stuff. Rashi says, Behemo shalo, shemavirin laros besada acherim. And then we said, Chenvini is a storekeeper. Why not? Because sometimes they would go and they would mix in things. Melumad meona. You're giving grain, throw a couple of rocks in so it weighs out what they wanted, but they're not getting the full amount, and they put water in the wine. Shum nasa numnas listim. These are thief type of trades. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, he says in his name, Achamar Muban Mishayim. When it comes to donkey drivers, Muslim Mishayim, that's just because of theft. Right, they steal. Vagamal and Ruben Chem, Muslim are kosher. Why? Ashes Shaparshal Midbar, Islamakum, Gedude Chayas. They go out into the Midbar for long journeys, and there's a lot of animals there and bandits, and they're scared for their life. And therefore they humble themselves from Hashem. When it comes to sailors, they're even worse state than Gamal on the open seas, much more dangerous. Tov, Shabro from the Gehenna, the best of doctors, go to Gehenna. Rashi says, Einu Yarim in Acholi, Umachalo Meichel Barim. This is the type of person we see. Why? Because they eat healthy and they're not scared of being sick. And therefore, they don't lower themselves, don't humble themselves in front of Hashem. And sometimes they cause people to die, and they also don't heal poor people. They're not able to pay them, so these people are going down. Tabachim shutfo shalamalek. And even the greatest of those that are slaughtered, shechter, you know, they shecht, butchers. They are partners with Amalek. Rashi says, Sveki Trefus Bosli, although they have a lot of suffering trefus, the Chasal Mamon Machilim, they're worried more about their money, and therefore they let it slide. Rabbi Noah Raim says, Many Achini Kolomus, put aside all the trades in the world. Vedim Alam is Bini Elatora. I'm only teaching my son Torah. Shadom Alchem is Schar Molamazek, because the person needs to schar in this world. The Karen Kims Lamaba, and the Karen, the principles deserve for the world to come. But the rest of the trades and business is not like that. It's fleeting. A person goes through these things, sick, old, or they get in states of, you know, they're sick and they're going through pain. They're unable to do their work. They die in their starvation. Avala, Torah ain't okay. When it comes to Torah, it is not like that. Rashi says that Sha'afa Bali de Zikna, you get old, or you're certain of pain, Vaini Yochel Asukba, who Ochel Mimatan Schar, and you can't work in it. You eat from the Schar, Tachsev Odi Nuvun Beseva, Odi Nuvun Beseva. You're also going to be sustained in your old age. Guards you from all evil in your youth. And it goes and it gives you hope in the future. Gives you future hope when you get old. Even someone's not able to do it, again, he gets the benefits of what he learned. When he's young, what does it say? And those whose hope is in Hashem shall renew their strength. What does it say when he's old? They're going to be fruitful in their old age. They're still going to get rewarded. V'cheinu Omer v'Avram Avinu also similarly says by it. Avram Avinu, Avram Zakin v'Hashem Berachas, Avram Bakol. He was old and he gave me, blessed him with everything. Matzinu sha'asa Avram Avinu es kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. We find that Avram Avinu, he kept the entire Torah before the Torah was even given. She'en Amar, as the pasuk says, Ekev v'Yosham Avram Bakoli v'Yishma Mishmarti. And it comes about, and Avram, he listened to my voice and he did my mitzvos. He did everything he's supposed to be doing over here. Tani Rabbanan Zokteh Ligamar, a kosher sucker of him, and not so many business, anyone whose business is with women, Suru Ra. His type of behavior is going to be bad. Rashi says, Minhago Ra. Kirvasa Ra, Lishtadu Imo. So, like, you don't want to get this guy in your house. Keep going. For example, at Sarfim, those who are making jewelry, Rashi says, that you're making it for women, all these type of things. Or Vasrikin, the people that are involved with the clothing, and they would soften up the clothing, Venakaros, and those that would clean the handmills, and these are things that are used for women to get food ready. Varochlin, those who bring around all the different types of besamim, the like perfumes for women. Vahagardiyim, and weavers. The Hasaparim and the barbers, right? Just Hanoshim Tzichoslam Bishvil Zerim. The women need them for their kids, for their sons. The Kovsin, those who are launderers, the Gara, bloodletters. Rashi says that Umana make his dam al shem shem megareh as a dam, that it makes the blood less, take out more. The Bala, and those who work in the bathhouse, the Bursaki, and a tanner, that he, Rashi says, Ma'abin Lehem Oros Lubos Veneno, he makes a the thing for women's clothing. Ein ma'amidin mehen lo melech v'lo kohen gadol. We wouldn't bring from them a melech, a king, or a kohen gadol. My time, how come? Lo mishum de b'sil, because not because they're apostle, el mishum de zil umnusai, because it's the umnus is very, it's very degrading. Tanu Rabbanan, asar dvarim nemru begara. There are 10 things that they say about blood letters. Mahalach etzida, they walk on their side in a very gavadik way. Ruchu gasa, he's gavadik. Venitla v'yosef, he sits down, he lies back when he's sitting down. This is a type, again, these are all type of arrogant views. He's looking at everyone like they're lower than him. He can behave how he wants towards them. Einu tzara, he's a person who's very stingy. He doesn't spend his own money. Why? Because Rashi says, he'll eat the food by the people who's doing that causes damba, that is bloodletting. He's like, oh yeah, I'll do it for you, but give me food. Ve'enu ra, he's got an evil eye, meaning he wants people to get sick, says Rashi. No sin, eino bebriyim, she'yichalu, she gets sick, and then they're going to need him. Ochel harbe, this guy eats a lot, umotzi kima, but only a little bit comes out. Why? Because they usually eat food that's very healthy, so they get have koch to do what they want to do, and therefore, like that type of food, like stays in the body. So Rashi, Matoch Shem Achal Yofa, Balechem Naki, clean bread, Ubasar Shamed, Shamamatim as a Zevel, Shekol Adam Mechon Lusuta Zakaza, Meichel Bria. They give him good food. The Choshed Al Arayos, we're worried this guy's involved with Arayos. Why is there Rashi says, Matoch Shem Nashim, Tzrichos Lobas Biskur Mom, because women need him, they're with him a lot. Viala Gezel, where this guy is the thief, Rashi says, Nashim Gozos Mebalein, Vinos Aslo, the wives steal from their husband's door to pay him to do the Shvichos Dam, that's the next word, to do that, because it's Dam, about Shvichos Dam, also for Shvichos Dam, he's right, because Zimnin, the Shafi Lei, Ledama, Liftach, Lepachos Merevias, because sometimes he would take too much blood, and then the person would die. Darash bar kapara, come the long when he darshin. To throw back to brachos, little miyamid olamis bano umnas the kiyav a kalapish to teach his son a clean and easy trade. Now what does that mean? What are we talking about? Ma'i, what is example of that? Beep, turn the page. The pay base of a base. Machta de salmiusa, it's stitching in rows. It's a type of stitching that's done that's quite simple. And you're able to go ahead and get business from three rashes, machet tlamaya, shatfiras asuras tlam and tlam, like pharaohs, shuoshuos ketlamim shamacharisha, like you know, plowing a field. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Omer, ein lecha umla shoveres ben haolam. There's no type of trade that's going to stop being in the world. Rashes shabatila. Whether it's clean or it's disgusting, if it's needed, if you don't learn it, someone else is going to learn it. So there's no important thing that is not going to be there anymore. It's not going to stop. Fortunate is one who sees his parents in a good type of umnas. Rashi says, like they're going to learn from that. Woe to the one who sees it in like an inferior type of work over there, because you know that's usually what a person is going to go into. You can't have a world without perfume and without tanners. Fortune is the one who works with the spices, you know, and woe to the one who's working as a tanner because it stinks. You can't have a world without boys and without girls. Fortune is one whose children are boys. Woe to the one who has girls. The way that Mepharshim explained that is that when it comes to girls, the father, the parents, always worried about is she gonna be okay and taken care of, but the son will take care of himself. Go and teach your son a tray that's clean and easy. And then daven your heart out. That which everything belongs to him. Being poor or rich is not from your business. El Misha Olam Shalom, except for the world, the one to whom the world belongs. Shanemar Li Akesav Dezavnu Hashem Tzavakos, like it says, mine is silver, mine is gold, so says Hashem. And that is, yeah, do your type of business, but realize the fact that everything is from Hashem. So do what you got to do, and daven like crazy. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Imro Isim Yamecha, have you ever seen there's an animal or a bird that goes ahead and it's working, and it's only for us. Kavachomer, us is doing for Hashem. We're going to be taken care of. Tanya Melanchthon Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Miyame lo yisi tzvi kayetz, I never saw that there was a deer who was involved with dried figs. Rashi's Miyavis ksios pesada. Vari saval, I never saw there was a lion who was Rashi says, no semaso, so it was a, you know, would carry burdens from place to place. Vishul Chenvidya, I never saw that there was a fox. It was a storekeeper. They're really smart. And Mispaisa and Shlomo Tzair, they're getting a partnership without any Tzair. Vahem, lo nivra elo Hashem Shani, they're only created to go and serve me. Vahem, 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 I was created to go and serve my master. Ma elu shalo nivru elo Hashem Shani, Mispaisa and Shlomo Tzair. Vahem, 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 Hareosi as maasai v'kipachti as parnosasi shenemer avonoseichem hitu. What could I do? I messed up. I did what I shouldn't have done. I was involved with a virus. And what could I do? Like the full pasuk says, your sins have turned away the blessing, these blessings, and your transgressions withheld good from you. So okay, I got it down. That should be okay. The next part for Rabbi Nori Omer Meniach Nikol Omnus. This is the very last part. Here we go. He said, I put away all business. I'm teaching my son only Teda. He's in fast. He'll be in famine. Aval Torah ain't okay. Torah's not like that. He'll do so. He'll be there for the person when he's young. And it gives him a future and hope in his old age when he gets older. What does it say? When a person is young, it says, "V'koyve Hashem yachalifu koyach, yalu ever kaneshar." Those who is hoping in Hashem shall renew their strength; they will sprout wings like eagles. Bizignu somehow, what does it say in this old age? Od yenuvun b'seiva the sheinim v'ranim yehiyu. Yet they will still be fruitful in old age, vigorous and fresh. Will they be? Hajon aloch asara yochsin. You know what I mean? I guess as we said, Hajjalach Asar Yuchsin. Let's quickly go back to the beginning of Asar Yuchsin. Samachas Asar Yuchsin. All of me Bavel. There were 10 that came up from Bavel, and with that, my friends, just let's quickly take one quick look at the very beginning of this Masechta, and that is what do we say? Rot in the beginning of the Masechta, the very first words. Hold on 1 second. Let's get Aisha nicknames beautiful. Okay, my friends, Mazdov, I'm finishing Meseches Kiddushin and finishing Seder Nashim. Beis Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to start up with Nezikin. Open the gates. Let's begin. Thank you so much. I want to wish all y'all a tremendous Mazdov and a great, great, great day.